extent of boarding up windows, taking some of the things that could become projectiles in the air off the streets.
They have about a day left to do that. President Biden makes his feelings very clear about the Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity.
I know I will respect the limits of the presidential powers I have for 3.5 years. But any president, including Donald Trump, will now be free to ignore the law.
The question is now what happens with the Capitol insurrection case against Trump in Washington. CBS News legal contributor Ricky Kleeman.
Understanding Judge Tutkin, who is prompt, who is smart, and found that there was absolutely no immunity, that about 95% of this case, she is going to say is ready.
In northern India, a Hindu religious gathering has turned deadly. Officials say at least 60 people were killed in a stampede, more than 150 hospitalized. They say the death toll could rise. Police say overcrowding is a possible factor. More than 15,000 people were at the event. Organizers only had permission to host 5,000. An Israeli strike has killed at least 9 people in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis, and a ground operation is expected next. CBS's Holly Williams has more from Tel Aviv.
Israel's military has ordered a mass evacuation of Palestinians from the eastern part of Khan Yunis. That is the second largest city in Gaza, in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Thousands of people have already begun to flee their homes. Now, the evacuation order is being seen as an indication that Israel could launch a new ground assault in that area as it pursues Hamas militants.
Nearly 71 million of us are expected to travel 50 or more miles from home for the 4th of July holiday, setting a new record, but with somewhat of an asterisk. AAA's Janet Tidwell.
The first time ever AAA is looking at an extended holiday period that began this past Saturday and runs through Sunday. It's a 9-day travel period.
Nearly 61 million people are expected to drive. Nearly 6 million will fly. The Dow is down 7. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Beach conditions are hazardous today on Lake Michigan. A statement warns of dangerous waves and currents in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. Kenosha County Board Supervisor Brian Thomas has resigned from his 5th District seat. Applications to fill the vacancy are being accepted until July 22nd. Racine is opening a new waste drop-off center on 21st Street. The Pearl Street facility will now only handle yard waste with limited operating days. Funeral arrangements for Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave are pending. Governor Evers has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff in his honor. Sturtevant and Paddock Lake will have their fireworks display tomorrow night. Most other communities will fire theirs off Thursday night. And Racine's 88th annual 4th of July parade is set for Thursday morning. The event features over 100 entries and a military flyover. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder snaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
It's the Brewers and the Rockies tonight. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Rockies in game 2 of their 4-game series in Denver. Last night, the Rockies held on to win 8-7 in 10 innings. Brewers outfielder Garrett Mitchell finally back in action after a year plagued with injuries, shoulder surgery, a broken left hand, a hamstring.
I mean, the thing is for me, it's like obviously I've missed a lot of times with unfortunate circumstances. But like the work, just even on the mental side that I put in, I feel like has helped me kind of stay in tune with everything that's been going on.
Mitchell with a hit last night in 2 at-bats. How good is he? Christian Yelich.
We'll see. I mean, you know, he really hasn't played a ton of games. You know, he's a special athlete when he's out there. He might be the fastest guy on the team.
NBA, the Bucks signing 32-year-old guard DeLon Wright, whose last team was the Miami Heat. College football, Hardy Watts, one of the highest-ranked offensive linemen, has committed to Wisconsin. 6'6", 290 pounds out of Dexter High near Boston, the same school where JFK graduated from, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Dark, damp, and dreary today with scattered showers and thunderstorm chances ramping up as we head into this evening, with the potential for some heavy downpours and localized flash flooding. Thankfully, tomorrow, no rain in the forecast. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
Timeless hits, putting a little love in your heart. Jackie DeShannon.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the
be a Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blonde. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN Association with Cherish. I'm Cindy Huber, and a lot of things going on July 4th, as it should. And here in Racine, we've got the parade in the morning, starts at 9. Our very own Don Rosen and Lou Regani, who does Music of Your Lives on Sunday, are going to be in that parade. As Don told me, I think it's number 49. They're number 49 in the parade. So when you get about 30, you know they're getting close. But the other thing that's being moved, obviously, they're not having the Racine Harbor Market this Thursday night. They have moved it to next Thursday, July 11th.
Hi, this is Jane Matnair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matnair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
As you plan your 4th of July celebration, be sure to visit O&H Danish Bakery for delicious treats for your gathering. O&H's red, white, and blue Kringle should be at the top of your list. Its cherry, cream cheese, and blueberry filling blend is simply sensational. And be sure to pick up several O&H fresh blueberry lemon custard sweet rolls, their classic Danish pastry with a dollop of lemon custard and fresh blueberries. Enjoy scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
The countdown is on for Racine's amazing 4th Fest celebration. It all starts on the 3rd with fun on Monument Square with food, games, music, and raffles from 6 to 9 p.m. Then the big event, the 88th Annual 4th of July Parade, all along Main Street, steps off at 9 a.m. with sirens, bands, classic cars, floats, VIPs, clowns, and everything that screams independence. Racine family tradition for 88 years and one of the Midwest's largest parades. Come celebrate with WRJN.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to be here this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although it was so strong. And as I still walk on, I think of the things we've done together while our hearts were young.
It's WRJM with Del Shannon. The late, great Del Shannon took his life in 2009. Here's Neil Diamond, RJN.
Lalinda was mine till the time.
time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Yeah!
WRJM with local news and timeless hits. Sam Petula Clark. Oh, I love this. One of my favorite songs. Because, you know, when you're bored and you don't know what to do, you go downtown.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can't always go.
Where is it?
Downtown.
Yeah.
When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown. Just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter. Troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you tonight. Downtown, you're gonna be alright now. Downtown, you may find somebody kind to help and understand you. Someone
always had a thing for those trumpet playing bands, says Grazing in the Grass on WRJN with local news, timeless hits. And we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Close to 1.5 million people will drive somewhere in Wisconsin for the 4th of July holiday. The Department of Transportation predicts peak travel times late tomorrow and again late Sunday. Information about traffic, construction, and crashes are on the 511 Wisconsin app or online. 15,000 delegates and other guests descend on Milwaukee in less than 2 weeks. Allison Prangy leads the host committee. She tells WYSN-TV's Up Front she hopes convention-goers leave with a lasting impression.
It's a great city for your family. It's a great place to work. It's an easy place to get around. And we're excited for people to get a chance to experience that.
But not everyone's busy. The Pabst Theater Group tells the Recombobulation Area website that RNC bookings have been disappointing and a failure. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Beach time today could be tricky. A beach hazard statement has been issued for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. It warns of life-threatening waves and dangerous currents through tonight. Waves of 2 to 5 feet are expected, creating hazardous swimming conditions due to high waves and onshore winds. Although rainy, authorities are urging people to stay out of the water and away from piers and breakwalls. A seat needs to be filled in Kenosha County. County Board Supervisor Brian Thomas resigned from his 5th District seat yesterday. A release from the county doesn't give a reason. Those wanting to fill the role and that live in the 5th District have until July 22nd to submit an application. The person picked will serve through the spring election next year. Racine's waste management system is undergoing changes. Starting today, there's a new drop-off center opening on 21st Street behind TJ Maxx. The facility will handle bulky household waste, appliances, and electronics. They will accept cards and Apple Pay, but not cash. The Pearl Street facility's role is being reduced to yard waste collection only, with limited operating days. Sturdivant starts the fourth fun. The Racine County community will launch their fireworks tomorrow night from Fireman's Park. Paddock Lake in Kenosha County also has bombs bursting in air tomorrow night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Dark, damp, and dreary today with scattered showers and thunderstorm chances ramping up as we head into this evening, with the potential for some heavy downpours and localized flash flooding. Thankfully, tomorrow, no rain in the forecast. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
I don't
was Presley, Burning Love on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and the awesome Dusty Springfield.
Don't know what it is that makes me love you so.
Any time
to show
you what you
local news and timeless hits from the RJN, and a group that was part of the original invasion from England. They weren't from Liverpool. They were from Newcastle. Eric Burdon and the Animals.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Dragon the line.
Dragon the line.
I'm
Local news and timeless hits. Tell a friend. WRJN. I'm Cindy. Cindy Huber. I actually do have a last name. Tommy James, Dragging the Line, and Brewers. Should mention that. The Brewers, Colorado Rockies tonight at 7:05. And you can hear that live right here on 1400 AM. 99.9. It's like 99.9. Racine and 98.1 Kenosha.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
When you've got real work to do, metal supermarkets will help you get it done fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I like to meet pretty woman. I don't believe
Local news and timeless hits. And although Tony Orlando has officially retired, but normally when he's performed, he's had our Milwaukee Band Dockciders.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness,
you.
Means you'll
meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Sight for sore eyes to see.